Our next public hearing is conditional use 1691 Purdue Farms Agri Recycle LLC. Gentlemen, this one lies in my particular corner of the world, and I empathize with the gentleman who was seems to be having some difficulty with them. I think that what's being asked for is reasonable, but if you want to take some time to think about it, we could do that.
Mr. Chairman, if we took some time, could we also leave the record open for the receipt of that DENREC permit? That
violations?
No, I think Mr. Blank asked for
that. If you're ever,
oh, the permit.
When he would get it or not, or if he would go after it then.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Somebody should submit to the council.
Yeah, I think that we're better off on the record that was presented.
I think there's sufficient. But if you want to defer for drafting purposes or whatever, it's fine.
Unless we request it from DENREC rather than Mr. Ebron, because I suggest that he get the information because he had submitted it.
Yeah, we'd still have to leave the record open.
Well,
in that case.
I just thought that you asked. We'd have a copy of the permit because it was say what it said about the operating hours, which Mr. Johnson brought up.
Well, he had submitted a copy to the commission, and I think the Wayne Hudson, on behalf of the applicant, made reference to the only violation they were cited with was the 5 minutes on the door, and I'm assuming that's what that one issue was.
I don't think the issue was violations. I think the gentleman
hours.
Testified that. You know, that there was one, so I mean, out of that.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what it said. What I saw, it said closed. I assume that wasn't citing, but the other one had a number.
Well, I think, yeah, but I think what we're talking about is the permit, the DENREC permit,
yeah, right.
To see what it says. But I don't know that.
But we can request that.
I don't know that we need to wait for that or to hold our.
And I'm not sure.
I think it's something you just might want to file, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the relevance necessarily is.
I don't either. That's not really what we're being asked to decide. I mean, it's really a pretty limited scope, really, for us. It's the three issues.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I didn't have that one letter in my file.
Mm. Well, maybe you did. Who knows? I mean, you know.
Because what the commission has got, I think, and the commission realizes this, is that this can't be used as an appeal of the original approval, and that seemed to be what he was trying to accomplish.
And that's exactly. I think we have to confine our scope to the application, which is the three issues that were raised.
And I think probably there would be some time to get it together just because it dealt with specific numbers of the prior application and things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the same time, who should address the hours of the clarification of the hours on Sunday?
I said before, the way it's worded now, I'm sure this gentleman will disagree with me, but operation is operation. If you're there doing stuff on the site, I mean, that may be different than the way DENREC's permit reads in terms of what they mean by operation. That means producing product. But, well, operation under the ordinance, I mean, that seems to me that if they're on there.
And if you had seen the file that we had the first time, there was probably information from DENREC right there. And that's probably why they use the word operation. I don't know. It's a big fault.
Yeah. We
had samples and everything. Everybody had a bottle.
Yeah, remembering when that was done and when the first one was done, I suspect, and I know it's not what it says, if we wish to fix it, we need to fix it. But I do think what was intended was for it to follow the DENREC definition, but that's not what it says. And given some time to contemplate that, perhaps that's something that could be incorporated into.
Because the concern I have is the way it's worded is that somebody could come in and try to violate Purdue based on that if they're running the thing at 9 o'clock on a Sunday when hours of operation exclude Sundays.
Well, there was an issue with the light, though. Mr. Ebron was right there. And we did go out and actually Purdue at the time of when we cited, not cited them, we actually went in and talked to them. They actually turned the light off, that one light.
Right.
And I don't know whether as management changed or whatever, the light came back on or not. What, I don't know. I don't even know if he ever complained about it again. He did bring it up recently saying it was back on.
When I go home, I'll ride by and look at it.
There you go.
Go on the porch.
I noticed the gentleman didn't bolt out the door to go turn the light off. So, I mean, maybe it's off already.
Well, you could stop by and have a beer with the gentleman.
We can't do that. We can't.
Excuse me, a cup of coffee.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer Purdue Farms Agricycle LLC for the consideration.
Second.
Moving to seconded to defer action on conditional use 1691 Purdue Farms Agri Recycle LLC to give the commission further time to consider the evidence presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.